Stock news, I'm a Southeast Agnet. While the new federal animal disease traceability rule went into effect back on March the 11th, Alabama already had their state rule in place. And state veterinarian Dr. Tony Frazier explains what that means for livestock producers in Alabama.
Many producers were already in compliance with the federal rule when it came into place. They were used to it already. And not that we're completely done, but we've had wonderful success. As of January 1, we've already distributed about 15,000 tags. Then over the course of last year, 2012, approaching 100,000 metal ear tags, and that's going very well for us.
And Dr. Frazier said he, along with other state vets, met recently to look more at what they can do to help producers with the implementation of the new federal rule when moving cattle among the southeastern states.
Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, Louisiana. And then we'll take that to the next regional level, which would be all the southeastern states, which is about 14 or 15 states. And we need to work together, Randall, on figuring out how can we make this work. We need traceability, but at the same time, it does not need to be a hardship on the average producer.
And for those who still need tags, Dr. Frazier has information on how and where to get them.
Call my office, the state veterinarian in Alabama, 334-240-7253, or look on our website for contact information. Also, you can watch the trade publications like the Alabama Cattleman's Magazine. We'll have contact information for us, and we are distributing the silver metal ear tags to producers in Alabama. We're also working with stockyards. Some of the stockyards in Alabama are tagging. Accredited veterinarians are able to do this as well. So there's several ways that a producer can get compliant with both our state rule and the federal rule. Our state rule requires the same kind of cattle, 18 months of age and older, to be officially identified at change of ownership. That makes them immediately compliable with the federal rule when they cross the state lines.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.